WMMI toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is place to be. All the features there. You'll find we give them away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. Enjoy ours on us. FreeTalkLive.com. Lots to cover. I like this one that you've got here, Mark. 20 tips and tricks to improve your finances. Always good to come back to stuff like that, because you can never hear this stuff you can never hear it too much.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But first, I want to go to a couple of quick stories that I mentioned briefly last night, but we didn't have a chance to cover because things blew up, as we enjoy it when they do. So we go first to New Jersey. Readington Township, the stories from NBC 10, sometimes a penny for your thoughts isn't a good thing, at least in Readington Township, where school officials gave 20...
It's Readington.
Okay. Readington Township. School officials gave 29 students detention after they used pennies to pay for their $2 lunches.
Okay, so why did they use pennies to pay for their $2 lunches?
Superintendent Jordan Schiff said it started out as a prank, but as the 8th graders began to get in trouble for taking up so much time, it turned into a protest about Thursday's shortened lunch period. So the kids wanted more time to eat lunch, I guess.
So was it a prank or a protest?
That's according to the superintendent, so yeah. I don't know. You'd have to ask the kids.
I don't really trust him. I think that it was a protest.
Schiff said the students were punished for holding up their peers and disrespecting the lunch aides. Schiff said some parents think a two-day detention went too far, and others think it wasn't enough. The school said it wants students to know they can express themselves without disrupting other people.
You can't protest without some level of disruption. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I saw
that's just wrong.
Just speaking out, just
mistaken.
Related to what you said here, I saw a video that someone sent me today of some young people in Europe that were doing an anti-war protest, and boy, did they go about it the wrong way.
How so?
They sat in the street.
Ooh.
Not the street leading to a government building, just some street where commuters were driving. And actually what ended up happening was one of the commuters just lost it and ran right over some of the kids. I think he dragged one girl 20 feet under his car before it finally rolled over top of her, and just awful.
Yeah.
The video was just terrible. But, you know, I thought, well, you know, I agree with the purpose of the protest, yeah, and ending the war, but...
Now, you're assuming that the motorist, in fact, lost it and didn't make a mistake, right?
Well, it was pretty deliberate, Mark. I mean,
well,
we're
from Sarasota, Florida, you and I, and we have seen some old people do some amazingly... amazing things with vehicles that you just wouldn't think is possible. You've seen the pictures on the internet with just how cars end up. They didn't end up there because the person's mad. They end up there because the person wasn't paying attention or stupid or something, driving while
dumb. But usually it's an old person who's looking for the brake, and they accidentally hit the gas pedal, and they plow their boat.
That could very well be the situation in this.
They plow their Lincoln Continental into the 7-Eleven store window. Yeah. In this case, this person
I don't
was
think Lincoln's making Continentals anymore.
Whatever. This person was. I don't even know if there is a Lincoln Continental.
I can assure you.
Bringing up
the best looking ones, the 66 and 67. It's got the suicide doors. Similar to the one that Kennedy was shot in.
Would old people have driven those cars?
Oh yes, my grandmother loved it.
Good. Just because they don't make them anymore doesn't mean they won't be on the roads being driven by old people, Mark. Anyway, the guy in this particular video was full stopped. He had come to a stop, and the protesters were right in front of him, and he made the decision to go ahead and just plow right into them. And so I just feel like, look, if you're, you know, protesting on its own isn't very effective in that format, and it's not a good idea to get in the way of the commuters. Just, it's not going to help your situation. They're just going to get angry at you, and they're certainly not going to be open to your message if they're feeling angry.
Yeah.
So back to the kids at school. Certainly not as dangerous of a protest. They're paying for their lunch in pennies. Now, if the government people don't want us to pay for things in pennies, why do we have pennies? Did you ever notice the government people don't like it when you pay for things in pennies? Whether it's the school marms serving lunch, or it's the government bureaucracy that you have to go and pay some ticket to. They take it real personal when you bring pennies in.
Yeah, well, you know, you're making their job harder. You're disrespecting the school lunch people, for God's sake.
So the money's not good enough when it's in penny form. Same money, same total, same amount. You're paying. You're paying the bill, but not in the preferred fashion.
Well, I can't say I understand where they're coming from. I just don't. I think that they're you know, if the students want to protest a shortened lunch period, then they should be able to protest a shortened lunch period. It seems to me that paying for your school lunch in pennies is a way to do that. It's not a completely inappropriate protest. Like, for instance, coming to school with no shirt to protest, you know, the shortened lunch period doesn't make as much sense. Mm. You're paying for the lunch in pennies. Now, do the school do the gals dishing out the food there? Do they have anything to do with it? Well, not really. But it's not like you can protest to the principal. How often does the average student interact with the principal?
I only did it when I was in trouble,
which I'm sure was often.
No, it wasn't as often as you might think.
Well, I can see why the school might have a problem with it. I mean, let's assume it was a private school for a minute instead of a public school.
Sure.
It's wasting time. I mean, if you walk into a private business and try to pay for a $2 or $3 item in pennies, they're going to tell you to get out.
Well, but sure. I understand that it's wasting time, but you understand that every protest is going to waste someone's time or disrupt someone in the course of their activities. That's kind of what a protest is.
Yes, I understand that.
I have to look out my window, and there's these bedraggled people out there with signs in their hands, and I hear their incessant singing outside.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying the school should have given them detentions, but if the school had opted to say, we're not taking pennies as payment for lunch, that would be fine with me.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Especially if it were a private school. I'd be all okay with it being a private, but being a government school, it's a government school, it's a government currency, you should take the damn pennies. That's how I see it.
Well, now, is coinage legal tender? Because I know the notes actually have, you know,
well,
this,
that's a good
this
question.
Note is legal tender for all debts.
Maybe they
and
just
private.
Don't have enough room to write it on the coins.
I can't imagine that it's not legal tender.
That's a good question, though. If you know the answer, 1-800-259-9231.
I mean,
it would have to be, I guess.
I guess it represents a fraction of a note, so
yeah.
It would seem like it would.
I mean, if your debt is 50 cents, you would have to pay me in. You'd have to pay in coins, I guess. Or I'd have to pay you back. Well, either way. Well, I just figured I'd bring it up because it was an interesting case, and I thought it was also interesting that some parents said they thought the 2-day detention went too far. Others said it didn't go far enough. And the thing is,
those people need freaking lives.
Well, neither. But now, wait a minute, Mark. This is their life. It's the kids. They're kids. And right
no,
now,
the people that say it went too far.
Didn't go far enough.
The punishment. Didn't go far enough. Those people need lives.
Well, those are the kinds of people that are the law and order types. They want to crack down. They want to punish as, you know, as much as possible. And this brings me back to, you know, a tried and true point about government schools, and that is that neither of those two groups of parents are ever going to get what they want out of the government schools.
That much is true.
The people that want more punishment should be sending their kids to some
military
sort of private
school.
Military academy. And the people that don't want that much punishment should send their kids to some non-governmental school that is far more open-minded than this particular government school. Because what you've got is a system that pits interest groups against one another. That's how the government works, not just in the world of schools, but just as a whole. Government as a whole takes interest groups, and it holds out this this tantalizing concept of, hey, if you get in charge of the government, you can enforce your way on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these interest groups, because they don't want to be enforced upon, they don't want, for instance, the people that don't want severe punishments, they don't want the severe punishment people enforcing severe punishments upon them, so they make an effort to get in charge of the government, or the government schools in this case, so they can implement their agenda, protecting their kids from the treatment they don't want to see. Of course, as a result, then the people that want the severe punishment are very, very upset, so they redouble their efforts to take control of the government schools or
right.
the government.
Because these kids are just getting away with murder.
Right, so in order to crack down and really show them. And so the process never ends. It's one group taking control, another group fighting and trying to wrest that control away from the first group, and so on and so forth, on into infinity, until we're all at each other's throats trying to kill one another. That's what the system does. And that's why the system needs to go away. Because without that system, without that tantalizing control, that power...
I would agree that the public school system definitely needs to go away. It's just no good.
Right. Without that power out there to be attained, then everybody will just have to go and send their kids where they want to send them to, and they can have the exact kind of education style they want. That's what the free marketplace allows for. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Get your gear in race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party, featuring bikini contests, rod-eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in at half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, sent out an update this afternoon. Because we have posted our new torrent, the torrent for the entire month of February. So if you want to download all of the entire month of February shows in one fell swoop, use our torrent option, which is available for free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Also encouraging you to go and vote for the show
We've got, like, what, 3,500 downloads per show now, something like that?
Oh,
somewhere
you,
between
you
3,000 to 3,500. So there are a lot of people listening via podcast. Of course, we have thousands and thousands more listening via the radio. But yet we only have less than 200 votes so far this month. And we're not doing so hot as a result of that. So we need to need your help. Need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and real quickly cast a vote for the show. It'll only take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and it makes a big difference for us. That's vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card, what's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In some cases, many people are choosing to come to New Hampshire because educational freedom is one of the things that is very important to them. The idea of yanking their kids out of government school and maybe sending them to a private school or possibly even homeschooling. And with stories like these, story after story of just government school madness, I don't blame parents. If you've got a child or young person in government school, you really should ask yourself why. Why are you keeping them there? I mean, it's really nothing more than like a day jail for your kids.
Well, I don't think that government school in the way it's run isn't a lot different than private schools out there. It's just that it seems to me that the teachers just don't care as much. I can definitely I've went to a private school, I went to a public school, and I went from being on the dean's list in private school in eighth grade to ninth grade. I think I flunked two classes. The teachers just didn't care, and for some reason it just came across, and I realized, wow, I can fail here, and nobody gives a damn. Whereas if I'd have been failing in private school, it would have been a problem. It would have been a real problem.
I had the same experience, though. I didn't go to private school. I went to what they called the gifted school, which was sort of a more exclusive version of a public school, basically. You had to pass a test to get into it. And so the teachers there were of a slightly higher caliber than the teachers at regular public government schools. And my senior year of high school, I finally left the gifted school to go to regular high school simply because I knew I would get better grades at regular high school. And, in fact, it was true. And I did observe exactly what you observed, Mark, and that is that the teachers there, there were a couple of that, you know, a couple of them that
sure, there were some great teachers. No doubt.
But for the most part, you're absolutely right. They just, the attitude wasn't the same. And I could actually get A's in every single class by doing the same level of effort, which is virtually nil.
Yeah. I
got A's compared to C's is what I was getting in the gifted school.
I'd pay some attention during class and wouldn't study at home and wouldn't do a lot of my homework, and I would still, you know, do quite well. And I figured out how to not take the advanced courses and just breeze through.
Exactly. So, back to another school-related story. As I mentioned yesterday, here's another one for you. Again, the parents, the conflict, as we're talking about, these interest groups fighting over, you know, who's going to control the discipline, who's going to control the rules. In this case, those who prefer greater discipline are probably very happy about this story from Parma, Ohio. A kindergarten student with a freshly spiked mohawk has been suspended from school. The mother, Michelle Baril, of the 6-year-old Brian Ruta, said nothing in the Parma Community School Handbook prohibits the haircut. Characterized by closely shaved sides with a strip of prominent hair on top, for those of you that didn't know what a mohawk was, the school said the hair was a distraction for other students. She says, I understand they have a dress code, and I understand he has a uniform, but this is total discrimination. They can't tell me how I can cut his hair. An administrator at the suburban Cleveland Charter School first warned Baril last fall that the haircut wasn't acceptable. The school later sent another warning to her, reiterating the ban. Mohawks violate the school's policy on being properly groomed, said the school principal. Also, the school district's dress code allows school officials to forbid anything that interferes with the conduct of education. So, his hair is apparently interfering with the conduct of education.
Who gives their 5-year-old a mohawk?
I don't know. White trash?
I don't even know. I would hesitate to say that. There's lots of white trash out there that put parts in their young men's hair. No, I don't know what I'm dealing with here.
I don't know either. But I know that back when you went to school, Mark, And when I was in school in the 80s, there was, you know, a handful of Mohawks around, and
there were Mohawks in high school, and they had rules on how you you couldn't actually shave it bald to the skin. You could only buzz it, or you know, they had Mohawk rules.
Really?
In my high school. But I think that this is bizarre.
It's more distracting.
It's
if
a
you
little
shave
unfair
it
to the kid, don't you think? To give him a Mohawk.
You're saying it's wrong to give him a Mohawk?
Yes, I am.
I think it's a questionable decision as a parent to make on a 5-year-old. I mean, you gotta cut their hair somehow, and they don't have much say in it. So.
Right. What if I took little Jack when he turns 5 and sent him off to the public school with those?
Well, we know you won't do that.
The little plastic barrettes with the pink ones with the poodles in them. What if I did up his hair with those, huh? And put him in a skirt.
I don't know, man. I don't think a Mohawk's that bad. It's not the same as cross dressing. I'd love to hear what you think on this one. 800-259-9231.
The child isn't really prepared to make a decision like having a Mohawk,
yeah,
in my opinion. And to give him that Mohawk is something close, somewhere in the neighborhood of psychological abuse.
Okay. Now, if you want to take that position, what about the mullet?
Well, I would say that the mullet is a more accepted hairstyle than the Mohawk, but at this point...
It depends on who you're around, right?
I've seen a lot of the younger kids with mullets. I've seen a couple with Mohawks, to be honest.
I don't know, but
I have seen it.
I just got to say that it's questionable parenting.
I think it's questionable parenting. I would hesitate to call it abuse, but I think it's a poor choice.
I didn't say abuse. I was getting like there, psychological abuse. But there's a point, right? There's a point between Mohawk and dressing up little Jack in barrettes and a dress that is psychological abuse. Wouldn't you agree? Would you agree that the dress and the barrettes are psychological abuse?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So somewhere between those two is the point that somebody calls psychological abuse.
I'm not saying it should be illegal. I'm just saying that it would be wrong to send your little boy to school in a dress.
Right.
Only because of
rather my thing. I'm not talking about legal and illegal.
You're saying it's abuse.
Ian would not complain if it was a private school that did this.
You're saying that it was abuse, or it is abuse, because of what other people think, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe she's just trying to help identify who the more open-minded students are.
You are sick.
You don't want to be friends, little Johnny. You don't want to be friends with the people that are making fun of you because of your haircut. The people that accept you because of your haircut, those are the good people. Maybe the little sister.
I still have to question her parenting abilities.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. By the way, she's pulling her kid out of the school, and she says changing the hairstyle is not an option.
God bless her.
Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. These days, we worry about traffic jams and pollution. But 100 years ago, they were concerned about things quite different. When I come back, I'll bring you up to date on the last century. I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. The first century's barbarians have little on the ferocious Farmers Anti-Automobile Society, or FAAS, of the early 20th century, which set rules for car owners, such as autos traveling at night must stop every mile, send up a flare, and wait 10 minutes. If a driver saw horses coming, he must pull off the road and cover his car with camouflage. And after worship on Sundays, FAAS members were encouraged to chase cars and shoot at drivers. Ironically, the FAAS operated near Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show.
You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to ftldiscount.com. Read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, still catching up on the stories we mentioned last night, but we didn't have a chance to get to. Mark, you've got an awful story. Just a sick, twisted story about a police officer, or maybe more than one. I haven't read the story. It involves a really invasive situation. You might as well start because it's terrible.
I find it difficult to believe is all I can caveat this with it. Although
I don't.
The cops in the marked patrol car had circled through West Hill a couple of times, keeping an eye on their female target.
Just before you go on, I saw this particular story posted on the BBS. Hitman posted it, and he seems to have some knowledge about the Albany police. And he said that the Albany police have historically been thugs. I mean, they're just thugs. And so go on with your story.
Okay. I don't know whether I don't know anything about the Albany police. I'm just amazed. All right. So they were part of the street drug unit, an aggressive squad assigned to help rid Albany's neighborhoods of drug dealers and addicts blamed for so much of the city's problems.
All the more believable now. I mean, the vice cops are always more likely to be corrupt.
It's an early evening and already dark when the patrol car's emergency lights flash in the rearview mirror of Lisa Shutter's Mitsubishi sedan on Quail Street, just off Central Avenue. Police records show the officers called out a Signal 38 to alert the dispatcher that they were on to something suspicious and about to pull someone over. They would later write in a report that they had pulled her over for failure to signal, although no ticket was issued, according to police records shared with the Times Union. This failure to signal crap.
Mm.
The action of police in the minutes that followed would end in controversy rather than an arrest. They would also leave Shutter, a 28-year-old single mother from Ravenna, shaken and angry after one of the officers allegedly inserted his finger into Shutter's vagina in a public street during an apparent search for drugs. When it was over, I pulled off down the road and just cried for probably half an hour, Shutter said. I called my dad. I felt like I'd been basically raped. The incident was triggered and has triggered an ongoing internal affairs investigation by the Albany Police Department. But the handling of that investigation has raised questions about whether the department has sought to cover up the incident.
Shutter. No, they'd never do that. The cops? Protecting their own?
Shutter claims Burris Beatty, a commander in the internal affairs, dissuaded her from reporting the incident to a civilian police oversight board.
Ooh, don't do that.
Mm. The board, which was formed in 2001 in response to community concerns about the handling of internal police investigations, is empowered...
In cases like this.
Yeah, to monitor cases involving claims of brutality and civil rights violations against any officer. He said they, the internal affairs, would do a better job, Shutter
right.
said.
When your cops are so bad, when the cops in your area are so just obnoxiously terrible that people in the area mobilize to form a citizens review board for the cops, you know there's a serious problem.
Yeah.
Because most people, they don't care that much. Most people, they see the occasional story about police abuse, and they, you know, they brush it under the rug, and they go about the rest of their lives. But when the stories are so prolific, and they're so awful, then people will finally take action, and that's what's happened in Albany.
Yeah.
But they were told, she approached the police, and the police told her, no, you don't want to go to the review board.
Well, the internal affairs guy, yeah.
Right, he said, we'll handle this internally, didn't he?
Yeah, said they'd do a better job. Recounting her conversation with BD, he said they'd like to keep it internal. That's how they like to handle things. Now,
right.
just so you understand, you are now something akin to a rape victim. Who knows what happened here exactly, but you're something...
If it's not rape, it's a sick violation.
Something akin to a rape victim here, and... You know, the guy on the same, the guy wearing the same uniform as the perpetrator of this rape or whatever, this molestation.
Same team.
Says, we'd like to keep it internal.
Yeah.
That's how we handle things.
Trust us. We'll do a fine job.
Now, do you think that sounds like a threat? I mean, to that person, do you think it could sound like a threat?
I don't know. Nick,
we'd like to keep this internal.
It depends on how it's said.
It does.
If you say, you probably don't want to go to anyone else.
You understand inflection can be miscommunicated to people.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if, looking at this verbiage right here as it is, to me it sounds like it could be a veiled threat.
It really, using that exact verbiage, I wouldn't say it is, but, you know, depending on how it's said, it's really hard to tell unless you hear it and you're there.
Yeah.
But it could be, yeah.
Jason S. Allen, acting chairman of the Albany City Police Review Board, did not respond to a request for comment about whether all civilian complaints against officers are forwarded to the board. Instead, someone from the review board, which maintains an office at Albany Law School, contacted the department 2 weeks ago and alerted them that a Times Union reporter was asking questions about their policies, according to a police department source. So they're, you know, telling the cops. They don't respond to the press. They respond to the cops. Doesn't it seem wrong to you? Who's stalking this board?
And I don't know.
And that just in and of itself shows that in some ways our democratic system doesn't really work.
So the board is actually kind of kowtowing to them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're informing the cops. They're not going... Whose job is it, according to this document that we run the country by, the Constitution, whose job is it to keep an eye on the cops?
The media.
The media. Now, the media calls the Citizens Police Review Board, and the Citizens Police Review Board calls the police, not the media. Who is the Citizens Police Review Board serving?
Well, it's not like they were trying to get information out of the police, right?
It looks to me, it says that the Times Union reporter asking questions about the policies according to police department source. If they cared about the citizens, they'd have called that Times Union back and said, hey, what do you know? What's going on here? Hey, tell us some more. That way they could have gone to the cops armed with more information. Rather than going to the cops.
They said earlier that they didn't respond to the reporter, right?
They did not respond to the reporter,
okay.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. One of the officers at the scene, Matthew Farragone, is the son of a former Albany Police Narcotics Lieutenant Thomas, who was a longtime friend of Chief W. Tuffney. Farragone headed the drug unit for years when Tuffy was a narcotics detective in the 80s and 90s, and the two men also worked together at the State Emergency Management Office. Tuffy said friendships do not influence his decision in many instances where many officers may face discipline.
Yeah.
The other officer was
Who
Nick,
believes this crap?
Was Nick Abrams, according to the record shared with the Times Union. Shutter said, An internal affairs detective told her that an officer involved in the incident has been suspended, but they wouldn't say why and declined to identify any of the officers by name. Okay.
Wow.
This is the woman who got molested or claims to have gotten most molested, and they won't tell her the officer's name. So much for being able to, you know, facing your, you know, the person who violated you here. Okay, they wouldn't let her look at photographs. Neither Farragone nor Abrams has been suspended, say sources. Neither of them. So apparently they just lied to her. A member of the Citizens Police Review Board, who spoke on condition of anonymity because only the chairman is authorized to make public statements, said some members of the board have privately suspected the department may be hiding cases of police misconduct. In other instances, of course they are. The internal affairs reports are so poorly organized and investigated, the board has trouble reaching decisions and often sends them back for more investigation. The board is supposed to appoint... Okay, these internal affairs reports are put together by cops.
Right.
People, this board can't understand what they're saying. What does that tell you about the policing going on in Albany?
Trying to hide something.
Well, it just looks... It's crappy, and they're trying to hide things. I don't know.
Well, they don't want the internal affair, or they don't want the review board to know what's going on, so they're intentionally obscuring their reports as much as possible.
Maybe so. The board is supposed to appoint a monitor for...
You can bet those cops hate the fact that that board's there. I mean, as ineffective as the board might be, they hate the fact that it's there, and they'll do everything in their power to just throw as many wrenches into the system as possible. And that's what they're doing with those reports.
The board is supposed to appoint a monitor for complaints involving civil rights violations or alleged excessive uses of force. I don't know. This thing's just crazy.
Is there more?
It goes on.
All right, we'll get to it. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever you want to discuss. This is your show. And, of course, you know, the ultimate question here is, well, if the Citizens Review Board isn't doing what it's supposed to do, then how on earth are these police ever going to be reined in? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I'd love your thoughts.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. To get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, turn it right back around, and get more radio stations on board with the program, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. The details are all there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're back to the Albany police hell stories. In this particular case, a woman was put through hell after the police decided she was suspicious. She allegedly fit the profile of a drug dealer or something like that, which might mean she was driving while black. I don't know. We're not sure. But she was searched a little too closely.
Yeah, she claims that they stuck it where they shouldn't. They stuck their finger where they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Whether the letter of the law says...
And there's a cover-up going on here.
Yeah, that much seems to be clear. Whether they did it or not, they're just the level of incompetence and the... obscuring and you know, the way they just, they're hiding everything, I don't like it. And it seems to be a pattern, according to, you know, the Times Union and, you know, the fact that they even have a police citizens review panel. Why do they have that? Well, because there were a lot of complaints previously.
Right, but even the panel itself is fairly ineffective at what it's trying to do, because the police at every turn do whatever they can to block them by giving them reports that are, you know, just... You can't distinguish what they're trying to say. You can't figure it out. They're just sloppily written, that sort of thing. So let's continue the story.
Okay. Lost my little space here. Whether the letter of the law says that this should be the process, the intent and the spirit of the law mandates that, especially in cases of civil rights violations, they be submitted to us for review, the board member said. If not this, then what do we review? The fact that they would dissuade someone from reporting an incident and say they would do the investigation better completely defeats the purpose of why we were created.
Yep.
Shutter said she grew increasingly unnerved by her experience with internal affairs, which is known as the officer's professional standards, because male detectives twice suggested she wear clothes from the night of the incident to reenact the body search. I don't know that that sounds terrible or anything, but okay.
Weird. It's a little strange.
It does seem a little odd. And she just said, increasingly unnerved.
So she went, what happened was, in case you're just tuning in, she went to internal affairs to file a complaint, and she told them that she was planning on going to the review board, and they said, oh, no, you don't need to do that. We'll just handle it internally. Like, trust us. As though, as though you would trust those people. Anyway, continue.
Tuffy declined to comment on a list of written questions submitted by the Times Union last week, including why internal affairs officials didn't assign a female detective on Shutter's case. Seems like something you would consider doing. I hold our officers in the highest standards and expect a complete and thorough investigation, but at this time, since there is an ongoing internal investigation, it would be inappropriate for me
to comment.
Of course it would. Neither officer involved in the incident had been interviewed.
It's a textbook.
It's so, yeah, I mean, I could do this police chief crap.
Yeah.
Neither officer involved in the incident had been interviewed by internal affairs, according to the department's sources.
They haven't been suspended.
They haven't been interviewed. Shutter once met with internal affairs detectives. They refused to give her a copy of a signed statement she made recounting the incident, she said. They couldn't give her a copy of her own statement.
They don't remember there was a story, I believe it was the police complaint center that did the investigations, and they went down to Florida, and it was, in, I guess, the Miami area. They went from police department to police department, and the purpose was they wanted to see what the process was like for someone who had a complaint to simply file a complaint. There wasn't even anything about, you know, they didn't even specify what the issue was. It was just someone who wanted to get a complaint form so it could be filled out. There wasn't actually something to complain about. They just wanted to see what it took to get a complaint form.
Right.
Most of these police departments didn't even have a complaint form, or they claimed.
No, we don't have complaints.
The ones that did have a complaint form, most of them would not allow the complaint form to actually leave the department.
And they wanted to ask questions about
right.
it when it did.
Well, they would send the bureaucrat out. They'd send one of their bureaucrats out, one of the officers out, to badger the person to make a complaint and say, well, I can't give you this form. I need to fill it out. You know, or, yeah, and then they just would just beat them verbally for wanting to even come in and make a complaint. So this is even worse than that. You can see how they react. If you want to challenge their system, they do everything they can to put up all the walls possible.
So it seems. Shutter said, I told them I'd take a polygraph, but they told me it wouldn't be necessary. Now, why do you suppose they told her that, Ian?
Sure.
Because if they had a polygraph test, then they'd have to say, oh, yeah, well, she even had a polygraph test and it came out positive, and they still haven't talked to these guys, and they haven't suspended them.
Right.
The incident unfolded just after 7 p.m. on December the 22nd. Shutter said she'd just finished some last-minute holiday shopping and became confused as she drove through the West Hill looking for a friend she'd agreed to pick up that night. Shutter was behind the wheel of a friend's rented car, and she said the police car. She saw the police car drive past her twice before the stop. The officer
checking her out.
Yep. The officer at her window grilled her about drug use and hidden crack pipes. She said, "You fit the profile," the officer said. According to Shutter, "You're a white girl in a rented car." She told
there
the officer she had no drugs and offered to take a breathalyzer test, but he declined to give one. She said, "I didn't see anything about alcohol, but you know, who knows." The officer then allegedly reached through the car window and plucked Shutter's cell phone from her lap. He scrolled through personal information on her phone, she said, asking questions about the private calls and someone named Mandy, whose name appeared on her contacts list. Mandy Buxton, 28, who is Shutter's friend since childhood, was at the home when her cell phone rang that night. The man calling identified himself as an Albany police officer and asked whether Shutter was supposed to be picking up Buxton that night. I said, "What are you talking about?" Buxton said. He said, "You don't know what I'm talking about?" Then he hung up and called right back, and no one answered. I called right back, and no one answered. Ordinarily, the police need a search warrant to seize or access someone's telephone. I would imagine they do. Before it was over, Shutter was ordered to stand outside her vehicle with her hands on the trunk. One officer searched her body, while a second scoured the inside of the car. They also dumped the contents of her purse and asked whether she'd been spent any money on crack because her wallet was empty. Shutter said she never consented to a search of her vehicle, her telephone, or her body. She said she pleaded with the officers who allegedly slid his hand down the back of her jeans and inside her underwear to stop. I kept saying it over and over again. "If you have to search me, can you bring me to the precinct?" Shutter said. A female officer was called to the scene and informed Shutter she was there to search her body. Shutter said the female officer patted her down, lifted Shutter's sweater, and felt along her bra strap and made Shutter open her mouth and lift her tongue. No reason was given.
So the violation happened before the female officer arrived.
Right. The police found no drugs or other evidence of criminal wrongdoing before allowing Shutter back in her car. He said, "You're lucky. And I better not see you driving around here again," Shutter said.
Feelings mutual.
Yeah. Buxton and her father minutes later crying hysterically, they said. Shutter's mother, Sherry, characterized her daughter's encounter with the police as a life-changing nightmare at the hands of the Albany Police Department.
Yeah, it'll change your life, especially if you thought the police were there to keep you safe.
Yeah.
It'll change the way you view the entire world of this government that we have.
It's like one of those fingermen from V for Vendetta, you know?
Fingerman. Is that a joke?
No, Fingerman.
Right.
From the hand or whatever.
Okay.
Our daughter did not deserve to be so grossly violated, and I want the officers to comprehend and be held accountable for violating our child, she said.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Telling her that you did not deserve this.
No, she didn't. Not at all. And I wish I could be less cynical about this. I wish I could say to this mother and this, you know, this young lady, I wish I could say, yes, everything's going to be fine. These awful men, these sick predators, will be treated as they should be treated. And they will be, they will pay restitution. They will get in big trouble for this. I wish I could say that, but I know better. I know better because I've heard so many stories over such a long period of time. And this is so typical. It's so typical, and it's so sad. You look at this story and you think, gosh, wouldn't they care? Wouldn't they care, especially in a case where a woman was violated? Wouldn't that just mean that the cops would take a little bit of extra time and really investigate this situation and take this seriously? But no. It's just the same old situation with the thin blue line wrapping itself around one of its members that's being threatened, or in this case a couple of its own. The good old boy system is in effect, and these boys, they haven't even been questioned yet. You can better believe that nothing worse than a suspension with pay is going to result from this situation.
You know, and this is the sort of case that police get into policing for. Now, if it wasn't a guy in uniform,
stop the bad guys,
right? To really go after, these are the kind of bad guys they want to get. But it seems that when these kind of incidents happen inside the department, that's when everybody gets amnesia about why the hell they got into fighting crime in the first place.
Well, I think that's because the people that claim the police are 90% good and there's only a few bad apples are liars. And that's because, or I think what all this is about, is that most of the people in the police department are bad to the core.
No, I'll tell you
my
explanation.
Hour 2's coming up, and there's another story out of Albany. Just by coincidence, it's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my